Okay, now I'm pleased to be joined by Shelley Simmons. Shelley's from Billericay and her four-year-old son Fraser has been diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. On the 3rd of June, Shelley's going to climb Snowdon carrying Fraser every step of the way on her back in a special rucksack to raise awareness and funds into research for the disease. Welcome, Shelley, and thanks for coming in today to tell us your story.
No, thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. I'd like to find out a bit more about Fraser in a moment, but first, could you tell us about Duchenne muscular dystrophy? Am I pronouncing it right for a
you
start?
You are
That's
pronouncing
good.
It right.
What exactly is it?
So Duchenne is a rare genetic condition which affects predominantly boys. 99% of sufferers are male. One in every 3,500 boys born have the condition.
It's a relatively rare condition.
It is classed as a rare disease.
Yeah.
For a girl to have the condition and be affected to the same severity as a boy is one in 50 million.
Really?
So it's rare to happen to girls, but it does happen. Every year in the UK, there's around 100 new babies born with Duchenne.
Okay. I mean, is there any sort of treatment or a cure for the disease?
There's currently no treatment options available, which is for all sufferers. The condition is classed as 100% fatal. It's a muscle-wasting condition, which is progressive, and it's considered life-limiting. The more a person grows, the weaker their muscles will become. They'll be wheelchair-dependent, and also use different equipment such as breathing machines.
Right.
It's quite a serious condition.
Well, it's a very serious condition, yes, indeed.
It affects every muscle in the body.
Yeah.
Eventually, the last muscles to be affected would be the heart and lungs, and this usually happens and causes death around the age of 25.
Really? Well, I don't know what to say. It's something that you face on a daily basis, isn't it? And I'm literally speechless. I'm lost for words. But tell us how it's affecting Fraser at the moment.
So Fraser at the moment, he's just turned 4.
Yeah.
He can't currently stand independently or walk, and he's had his wheelchair since he was 2. We're trying at the moment to get him a power wheelchair.
Right.
Because we feel this will give him a lot more freedom and independence, especially as he's off to mainstream school in September.
A mainstream school?
Yes.
Okay, not a sort of specially adapted school. Presumably they've got disabled access then, have they?
The school is amazing. The school that he's going to is amazing. It's all fully accessible.
Yeah.
It's all kitted out, ready for his arrival. You couldn't really ask for more in a school. And we've chosen a mainstream school because Fraser doesn't have any intellectual disabilities.
No.
He doesn't have any additional needs apart from mobility issues. And his sister goes to the same school.
Right.
She can't wait for him to come. She'll be pushing him around school in his wheelchair.
Wonderful. Well, that's really good. All right. Well, tell us a bit about Fraser himself then. From what I've seen on your Facebook page, he seems a happy little boy.
He is honestly the happiest little boy that you could ever meet. I always say that people could learn a lot from Fraser.
Yeah.
He never complains about anything. He never moans. He takes everything as it comes. He's just an inspiration. And the biggest thing of all about Fraser is that he always has a smile on his face.
Ah, lovely, lovely. Well, I haven't seen a picture of him without a smile on his face, I must admit. Now, Fraser was diagnosed with Duchenne back in 2014. That must have been a life-changing moment for you and your family. How have your lives changed since that diagnosis?
So the diagnosis was completely unexpected.
Yeah.
Fraser was 11 months old at the time, and we thought there might be something wrong with him because he wasn't meeting his physical milestones.
Okay.
We got the diagnosis at Great Ormond Street, and I remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
We walked in that hospital as one family, and we left as a completely different family.
Mm.
Life has just never been the same since. And you just can't describe it to anybody unless you're going through it yourself. It's very hard to obviously explain to people what it's like to live with this on a day-to-day basis.
I don't suppose anyone can imagine what it's like. It's every parent's worst nightmare, really, isn't it? And you seem to be responding to it in a very positive way. to raise awareness and funding into research for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, you're taking on a challenge, aren't you? Now, perhaps you can tell us all about that challenge, Shelley.
I am taking on a challenge. Yeah. I think I'm a bit mad for taking on this challenge, but I wanted to do something with Fraser that he would never be able to do. Because he has a wheelchair, he's limited on places he can go, yeah. what he can do. And so I wanted to do something of a physical nature. You know, I have muscles, they work properly. I can climb a mountain, I can do these things. And I want to give Fraser the same experiences as what I can have in my life. So I've decided to climb Snowdon, and I'm going to take Fraser with me in a special rucksack on my back, carrying him up every step of the way.
Absolutely fantastic. I did read somewhere that you said that you're going to be Fraser's legs and he's going to climb the mountain too. And I think
he is. He's going to experience what it's like to climb a mountain and get to the top. And he's told me he wants us to take a flag with him and put it at the top of the mountain, a flag with Fraser on it on the top of the mountain. And that's what I'm going to do for him. That's
absolutely wonderful. Now, have you been in training then?
I have been in training.
What have you been doing?
I've been walking the streets of Billericay. Anyone who lives in Billericay knows Billericay is full of hills.
Yep.
So I've been walking around the streets of Billericay, up and down, up and down, up and down hills, just over and over again out walking. My next part of the training plan is to go out with the rucksack on my back and fill it up with weights equivalent to that of Fraser. Taking him training with me is quite difficult because I do it often. I work full time, so I have to do it.
I saw you post something on Facebook where you were out training at about 4 o'clock in the morning or something, weren't you?
This was last week. Yeah. Yes, I did a walk around 5 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock in the morning. Okay, well, I'm still asleep then. And on the day, you've got a couple of friends going along to support you, haven't you?
I have actually, and I want to give them a little bit of a shout out today because I think they're both listening today.
Yep.
My oldest and bestest friends, Jamie and Gemma, that I went to school with, they are coming alongside and doing it with me. Poor girls, basically I'm carrying Fraser and they're carrying everything else.
Okay.
So they also deserve some recognition as well because they've been brilliant friends and supported me along the way.
Well done. Sorry, what were the names?
Jamie and Gemma.
Jamie and Gemma, well done. Well done for supporting Shelley and Fraser, of course. Yeah, excellent. So you're a busy mum to two children with a full-time job as well, and you're training, and you're devoting much of your time to Fraser's needs. Describe a typical day in the life of Shelley Simmons for us.
Life is crazy at the moment. I just don't sleep, basically.
Oh, dear.
I'm up at 5 every morning, so I get myself ready for my day job. Usually there's an appointment of some description throughout the day, whether that's before work or after work.
Yeah.
Fraser sees lots of different healthcare professionals who monitor his condition. Obviously, I have my daughter as well, so I have homework to do with her.
Yeah,
I have baths. I have, you know, washing to do. I have
you must be very conscious of not leaving your daughter out of the picture, I suppose.
We're very, very conscious of this. And I have to say, if anything positive has come out of this situation, it is how we now take nothing for granted and we cherish everything. And that's obviously not just with Fraser. That's with our daughter, you know, where she's our, you know, our ray of sunshine in all of this, and she's a brilliant sister to Fraser.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. What about help? I mean, aside from family and friends, do you get any support from local public services?
So we've got a brilliant team in place locally for Fraser.
Right.
So he sees many different people, physio, occupational therapy, speech and language. He sees community paediatrician. He sees lots of people. And we're very fortunate living here that we do have really, really good services in place for him.
Ah,
so that
good.
Obviously takes a weight off of my mind.
Good. Okay. Now, I know you can't really talk about it too much, but you recently also met with our local MP, John Barron, didn't you?
I did.
At the Houses of Parliament. That's all a bit hush-hush, isn't it? And I think you'll be making a bit of an announcement about that at some point in the future. But on your way to meet him, something quite remarkable happened, didn't it? Tell us about that.
It did. So I was in a black taxi on the way to the Houses of Parliament. I talked to the taxi driver, as you do, and he asked me, you know, how comes you're going to the Houses of Parliament? I obviously don't look like someone who would usually go to those types of places. So we got chatting and I told him all about Fraser. I told him about Duchenne. I told him about the Snowden Challenge. And he got quite emotional listening to the story. And he very kindly said to me to donate the taxi fare to the charity. And I have to say, on the way here to Phoenix FM, I got a taxi here, and the taxi driver on the way here also did the same thing. So some really kind
people. How wonderful. Well done, cab drivers everywhere. I mean, can you remember what firm the Brentwood one was from? We'll give them a shout out.
I can't, but thank you very much.
Yes, well done, guys. Absolutely wonderful. And you've also recently met with the new owner of Billericay Town Football Club, Glenn Templin. So what was that all about?
So I made contact with Glenn, and he very kindly invited us down to the club to meet him and some of the players and have a look around. And they have very kindly said they would like to help us do some fundraising in the coming months. So we have some good ideas planned, and it'll be watch this space really on that.
Absolutely fantastic. Really pleased to hear that. And Fraser visited Billericay Town as well. Did he enjoy his visit there?
He did enjoy his visit, and I think it's brilliant news that Glenn has committed to making the football club fully accessible,
right?
Because for someone like Fraser, a local boy, just because you're not physically able to play football doesn't mean you can't enjoy
football.
So that will be amazing to have a local club that's accessible for him
to go to. Well, Shelley, you know what, I'm full of admiration not only for you but your family as well, dealing with a very difficult situation. I think you're super mum, aren't you, really? Good luck with the challenge. Can you tell us how people can be of help and support? You've got a Just Giving page, haven't you?
I have got a Just Giving page. Yeah. We're currently raising money for a charity that we work in partnership with called Harrison's Fund. And we fund research fully, just 100%. Every penny raised goes to the best scientists in the world who are working to try and find a treatment for this condition. And we have a Just Giving page, which is www.justgiving.com/Fraser Simmons. And we also have a Facebook page, and people can follow Fraser's journey, which is Fraser and Friends.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, we'll make sure that we put some links up on the Phoenix FM website to all that, and we'll put a recording of our chat on as well. You were a bit nervous before, but you've been absolutely professional. Well done. Very good. Thanks so much for coming into Phoenix today, Shelley, and best wishes to Fraser and the rest of your family. And I hope your climb up Snowden is an enjoyable one and you raise lots and lots of lovely money for that research.
Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. Thanks for coming in.